Hey, everybody. So, I started following MIT's work on dream incubation back in 2020. That's right, dream incubation, because that's where we are. They have a team there who's developing something called Dormio, which they refer to as a targeted dream incubation device. So they've created a wearable electronic device that presents targeted information repeatedly during the hypnagogic period of sleep, the transitional state between waking and being fully asleep, where your consciousness wanes. They sometimes refer to it as the threshold of consciousness phase before you fall completely and totally asleep. And this device has enabled researchers and studies to directly incorporate information into people's dreams. So that's what they mean when they say targeted dream incubation. The first thing that was published about this, from what I can tell, was in 2019. So this is relatively new development. But we're to the point now where they're telling us they have this and it works. So they can now guide dreams to specific themes or topics using this device. They can steer dreams through dream targeting with auditory stimuli. So that's where we are, okay? And I'm not here to say that this technology doesn't have great potential for helping people. There are many of us who are very fascinated by the dream world and what it means, and many of us who have dreams like me who deal with recurring dreams and troubling dreams at times. And I'd love help decoding my own subconscious symbolism and try to make those things more useful in my waking life. I can see the potential for good here in having this kind of technology, is what I'm saying. However, this is another one of those technologies that, just like everything else, once it's out there, it is likely there will always be somebody somewhere who's going to find a way to exploit the hell out of it for their own purposes.
After a good night's sleep, you usually wake up easily and naturally.
Back in 2021, in the lead up to the Super Bowl, a very strange press release came out. Apparently, the company behind Coors Beer had teamed up with a psychologist who wrote Pandemic Dreams, because there was a lot of talk about one of the things they were studying at the beginning of the pandemic was the fact that people were having mass dreams together. They were calling it quarantine dreams. Anyway, this woman helped the company behind Coors Beer create what they call a stimulus film to get people to dream about Coors Beer. And they offered people a free 12-pack to watch this film. So here's the press release on that. And they're really selling it here. It says, Dr. Deirdre Barrett, a leading psychologist and author of Pandemic Dreams, who partnered with Coors on this project, says the pandemic is exposing our collective feelings of fear, loss, and isolation while in a dream state. Experts say that this is one of the first times in recorded history humanity is experiencing negative collective dreaming on such a large scale. To help, Dr. Barrett... the wording of this, okay? To help, Dr. Barrett worked with the Coors team to develop a stimulus film that, when paired with a curated 8-hour soundscape, induces relaxing, refreshing images, including waterfalls, mountains, and of course, Coors beer. Alcoholic beverages. And they're talking about how they got this singer-songwriter to do it on Instagram, and everyone could watch him do it. And if you send the link to your friend, they would get a free 12-pack. I'm not going to click, but if you go into archive.org, you can get back to when this website was active. And it does have, I'm not going to enter it though. I'm not going to show you any of that. If you want to go hunt that down and see that for yourself, that is up to you. But I'm not, for obvious reasons, I'm not going to play any of that here. But basically, they were using targeted dream incubation technology, which doesn't sound like it's all that tough to make, really, but they were using this technology to incubate people's dreams so they would dream about Coors beer. And then I guess get up the next day and go buy some to watch the big game. A Super Bowl, which just by the way, due to protocols, just happened to be the smallest in-person physical attendance of any Super Bowl in Super Bowl history. It just, you know, the whole thing reminds me of that campaign that Samsung did back in 2018. Do you guys remember that, called Unspoil Me, where they had people go watch a hypnotic swirly thing on a website? I didn't go do that either, but I read about people talking about what it was. They had people go to a hypnosis website, which the manufacturer claimed could hypnotize people into forgetting their favorite television show so they could watch it again as if they never saw it. But I mean, that requires an awful lot of trust there, don't you think? Like, what if you woke up the next day and you're like, I really need to go buy me some Samsung televisions. I don't have enough of those around here. Not saying that happened, obviously, but did it? I don't know. Anyways, after this Super Bowl thing happened, as you can guess, the scientists at MIT and the other researchers who were working on this technology in this area were pretty disturbed that a company who makes an alcoholic product of literally all things was using targeted dream incubation methods as an advertisement gimmick on the general public at so early a stage in this research. So they wrote an open letter condemning the use of advertising in dreams, because that's what's going on now. We're to this level now. And I guess the fact that I even have to say that, and I'm not an actress in a sci-fi movie right now saying that to you, I'm just saying that to you because that is what is going on, is just kind of surreal, just like everything else feels very, to me, surreal at the time that we're now finding ourselves in, just like everything else is lately. Because again, this is where we're at now. We're in the 2020s now. Jumping the shark is so last decade, okay? We've Megged now, okay? We've Megged the sequel now. We're in Meg the sequel at this point, okay? We've left the freaking map. So I just want to read you this letter, because this isn't like the crazy scrawlings on a cave wall by an insane person, you know, in his own feces. This is written by leading academics and researchers in this area warning us all about this. So the main letter was written by Robert Strickgold and Antonio Zadra from Harvard Medical School and the University of Montreal, and they co-wrote the book When Brains Dream. And then you have Adam Haar of MIT, who was a co-developer of the Dormio device. It says, advertising in dreams is coming, what now? Molson Coors recently announced a new kind of advertising campaign. Timed for the days before Super Bowl Sunday, it was designed to infiltrate our dreams. Notice the word they use there, infiltrate. They plan to use targeted dream incubation to alter the dreams of the nearly 100 million Super Bowl viewers the night before the game, specifically to have them dream about Coors beer in a clean, refreshing mountain environment, and presumably then drink their beer while watching the Super Bowl. Participants in what Coors called the world's largest dream study. Are we mixing these things with alcohol? Does that seem like a good idea? We get half off on a 12-pack of Coors. If they sent the link to a friend who also incubated their dreams, the 12-pack was free. Oh, so they didn't even get a whole free 12-pack. They just got half off. They're doing something to their dreams, to their brain. They're doing something to their sleep. Involving alcohol and dream incubation. And they don't even get a free one unless they bring their friend into it. With this campaign, Coors is proudly pioneering a new form of intrusive marketing. Again, they're infiltrating dreams with intrusive marketing. God, it's already a nightmare and no one's asleep. Targeted dream incubation, TDI, is a never-before-seen form of advertising, says Marcelo Pascoa, vice president of marketing at Molson Coors. Yes, it's never before seen, so maybe your company shouldn't be the first ones jumping on there. You think? I don't know. It's just a thought I had, considering that alcoholism is a thing that people suffer from and die from. Like, maybe your company, of literally all companies on earth, shouldn't be the first ones. Like, who's next on that? Cigarette companies next on that group? Pharmaceutical companies? Like, who's coming in on this train straight to hell? Like, who's doing it, you know?
Dreams are normal, too. Often they're suggested by things around us while we sleep.
With brain imaging techniques beginning to capture the core contents of people's dreams, and sleep studies establishing real-time communication between researchers and sleeping dreamers, the kind of dream incubation until recently assumed to be pure science fiction of movies like Inception is now becoming reality. Which is just amazing in and of itself, but anyway. Coors is not the only company expressing interest in using these novel dream incubation technologies, gee you don't say. Xbox, made from dreams, uses TDI to give professional gamers dreams of their favorite video games. I mean, I guess that could be cool if you don't end up in an Emilio Estevez movie. While PlayStation advertises a new Tetris game based on a sleep study demonstrating that gameplay incubates Tetris dreams. Jeez. Can you imagine being trapped in a Tetris game in your sleep? That sounds like a bad trip. In 2018, Burger King created a nightmare burger for Halloween, claiming a sleep laboratory study had clinically proven it could induce nightmares. Well, that's actually not that hard to believe. And multiple marketing studies are openly testing new ways to alter and motivate purchasing behavior through dream and sleep hacking. Hacking your freaking sleep. It's bad enough we live in a world where they're doing this to us all the time, every day, that they say people are seeing thousands of ads on a daily basis and they don't even realize it's in the thousands every single day. Now they got to hack our sleep too. Really? The commercial for profit use of dream incubation is rapidly becoming a reality. Traditions of dream incubation, techniques employed during wakefulness, to help a person dream about a specific topic, go back thousands of years and span indigenous practices across the globe. And I guess we'll take something that's very deeply spiritual and meaningful and we'll turn it into a cheap commercial gimmick. I guess that's what we're going to do with the 2020s and beyond. It's really, really sad.
It's got electrolytes.
Over the last few years, brain scientists have begun to develop scientific tools that facilitate this incubation of specific dream content, making dream incubation more targeted and measurable, and allowing scientific experimentation on the nature and function of dreaming. They use sensors to determine when an individual's sleeping brain is receptive to external stimuli, and at these times introduce sounds, smells, flashing lights, or even speech to influence the content of our dreams.
In sleep, the muscles of the body are relaxed. It's the most perfect way to relax that we have.
Dreams have ties to people's well-being, and dream content can predict how well someone will adapt to waking changes and concerns, including those related to trauma and depression. Altering dream content can augment our creativity, boost our mood, and help us learn. So there are good things that can happen from this. They know people can learn in their sleep now. That's not even a Aldous Huxley novel anymore. That's actually also just reality. We believe that targeted intervention in sleep and dreams could help alleviate several psychiatric conditions, including depression and PTSD. We know that targeted delivery of odors during sleep can combat addiction. They did a study where they exposed smokers to the smell of rotting eggs while they slept, and it caused 30% fewer cigarettes to be smoked the following week. Researchers have not yet tested whether TDI can instead worsen addiction. So they haven't studied whether or not they can induce an addiction in someone using this technology. They don't know that yet, but you know, most trains go both ways with all of these things, right? If it could be used in one way that's positive, do you really think it's not possible for it to work in the opposite direction? I mean, really? But they haven't studied it yet. I don't know who would even want to participate in a study where they induce an addiction in someone, but they haven't studied it yet. But the Coors study, which I think it's funny they're even calling it a study. It didn't seem like much of a study to me. It looked like a marketing gimmick to me. Which paired images of beer cans, not with odious smells, but with images of clean mountain streams, may shine a disturbing light on this question, which is a very delicate way of putting it. Regardless, such interventions clearly influence the choices our sleeping and dreaming brain make in how to interpret the events of our day and how to use memories of these events in planning our future, biasing our brain's decisions towards whatever information was presented during sleep. So it's powerful stuff. This technology is powerful. These questions and development should be considered in the broader context of sleep and memory research. The last 20 years have been a watershed for sleep research, during which time we've come to understand the importance of sleep for our memories and emotional health. It is while we sleep that our brain decides which memories to keep and which to forget, and how to organize those that it keeps. It can also choose to keep the gist or the emotional core of a memory while letting other details be forgotten. Through this nocturnal process, the brain shapes the memories that together create our autobiographical past, our sense of who we are now, and our understanding of how best to live our lives in the future. More recent studies have shown that dreaming represents another aspect of this nightly memory evolution. Our dreams are not attempts to suppress undesirable wishes, nor are they simply the result of random brain activity during sleep. Dreaming represents an evolved mechanism for exploring the relevance and importance of older memories to newer ones, seeking to position the events of our day among the innumerable memories and concepts we've accumulated across a lifetime, helping to make us just a bit wiser in the process. For now, TDI-based advertising requires our active participation, for example, choosing to play an 8-hour Coors soundtrack while we sleep. But it is easy to envision a world, and it doesn't take being an MIT scientist researcher to do this, by the way, it is easy to envision a world in which smart speakers, 40 million Americans currently have them in their bedrooms, become instruments of passive, unconscious, overnight advertising, with or without our permission. There you go with your terms and conditions again, the 8,000 pages of terms and conditions that nobody reads. These tailored soundtracks would become background scenery for our sleep, as the unending billboards that litter American highways have become for our waking life. That is a Black Mirror episode and a half right there.
What is it, Billy? Why aren't you in bed? What's wrong, Billy? Is something the matter?
Yes, Billy. Are you worried corporations are going to incubate your dreams while you sleep without your consent?
Our dreams cannot become just another playground for corporate advertisers. Our dreams cannot become just another playground for corporate advertisers.
What a f*** of a thing to say.
See, again, this is a sentence that's being stated by these academics and researchers. And by the way, it isn't just these three guys, okay? This was also signed by yet another 35 people from universities and related fields from all over the world. Okay, so it wasn't just these three guys. It was a bunch of other people, too. They all were like, no, this is a nightmare. This is a horrifying nightmare. Please stop. Okay, but the fact that these MIT researchers had to take time out of their day to write the sentence, our dreams cannot become just another playground for corporate advertisers, is so incredibly sad and depressing to me that they even had to do that. It should just be freaking obvious, right? That's the kind of common sense that we used to have and that we have somehow lost and continue to lose. And it is very sad. It's unbelievable to me that this is a level. It really is. Regardless of Coors' intent, their actions set the stage for a corporate assault of our very sense of who we are. It is not difficult to imagine Coors' ad campaign negatively impacting abstinent alcoholics.
Well done. Great job.
I mean, did nobody think of that? Because that was immediately the very first thing I thought of when I read sentence one of this letter. Indeed, research has shown that abstinent drug users who report dreaming about their drug use show higher levels of craving. In the cigarette cessation study mentioned above, not only was the intervention effective in sleep, yet ineffective when the smells were presented during wake, but participants reported no memory of being exposed to these smells in the morning. So they can induce and incubate dreams when people are asleep and you're not conscious of that happening to you while it's happening. You don't know, you don't remember it later. You don't wake up later and go, I wonder if someone incubated my dreams last night. People don't remember that this was done to them.
Dreams don't seem to make much sense, do they? That's because the brain is resting along with the body, so it's less alert when you sleep.
The potential for misuse of these technologies is as ominous as it is obvious. Well, there you go. Because it is extremely obvious. TDI advertising is not some fun gimmick, but a slippery slope with real consequences. Planting dreams in people's minds for the purpose of selling products, not to mention addictive substances, raises important ethical questions. Ugh. If you even have to say that raises important ethical questions, probably the people that you want to appeal to on the grounds of morals and ethics don't have the ones you need for them to understand you saying that. That's what I'm saying. The moral line dividing companies selling relaxing rain soundtracks to help people sleep from those embedding targeted dreams to influence consumer behavior is admittedly unclear at the moment. while the Federal Trade Commission has indicated that subliminal ads during Wake violate its statute requiring truth in advertising, there is no similar indication regarding exposure to advertisements during sleep. Because that's the time we're living in, guys. We're living in a time where the technology has far surpassed the regulations and laws and things that are there to protect everybody. And so there's loopholes all over the place with this stuff that these companies are just skipping right on through and singing a nice little song, got a basket filled with bow tie clad puppies just skipping around those loopholes, just la-di freaking da, just acting like they have no idea, just no clue at all what the negative ramifications of that might be. It's so beyond irresponsible. As sleep and dream researchers, we are deeply concerned about marketing plans aimed at generating profits at the cost of interfering with our natural nocturnal memory processing. Brain Science helped design several addictive technologies from cell phones to social media that now shape much of our waking lives. We do not want to see the same thing happen to our sleep. We believe that proactive action and new protective policies are urgently needed to keep advertisers from manipulating one of the last refuges of our already beleaguered conscious and unconscious minds, our dreams. I just can't even believe that this had to be written, because it should just be so obvious. But that's kind of the point and the total problem that I feel like this is. Like I said, I hope the ethics and morals discussion is taken seriously, but if you even have to come at it from that frame, then obviously those things have been skipped if you're pointing it out, right? If it's coming into play as like, hey, what about the ethics and morals? Like, clearly it's been overlooked. How often do ethics and morals really come into play in terms of things like advertising and the financial bottom lines of massive corporations? It's like humanity has learned nothing here. Some people will do anything for money and don't care. That's so far out of the realm of my brain, how some people can do some things for money and just not act like they just can't even see what the problem is. They just don't even know. And dreams are one of those mysteries still. That's why they're doing all this research trying to figure these things out, because it's still such a mystery. There's still so much we do not know about our subconscious and unconscious minds and the greater realms of what's out there. Like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. Now, I'd like to study that. That realm seems extremely interesting to me. And I feel like you could be more of an astronaut there than you actually could in whatever this is that we're living in right now. But we live in a world where our subconscious mind and the deeper parts of ourselves, it's almost as if they're decoding that and in some ways gatekeeping it from us. And it's our brains. Ever since we started studying these kinds of topics, it really did dawn on me. They talk to people, and I've mentioned this before in previous videos, but they talk to people about, like, everyone's walking around with a brain, but when they talk to you about it, even as an adult, they talk to you like you're 5 years old and you're not going to understand. Why is that? Why don't we, as a people, better understand our brain, since it's literally running our entire reality? Our perceptions, our memories, our dreams, that's your perceptions are your reality. That's your reality. This is why we made the film The Minds of Men in the first place. Because if anyone's going to get that kind of access to your mind, first and foremost, it should be you under your control. Not corporations and governments and nefarious institutions who want to exploit that for various reasons, financial being only the tip of that iceberg. So this is unbelievable to me. This is like, we found a new technology that's super promising. Let's immediately find ways to exploit it and use it for ill. Like, I just, why? And the more that these new technologies come out, I mean, maybe that's just what I have almost no faith in, is people not to be horribly greedy and psychotic when it comes to some of these new technologies that are being put out. Using targeted dream incubation against someone's will to place ads in their mind while they're sleeping and they have no idea it's happening and they just wake up and buy things and they have no idea. Like, that's beyond a Black Mirror episode. That's insane.
I thought I saw someone in the room and I heard noises.
You may have, Billy. You may have. You may have. You may have.
So they don't comprehend the mystery, and obviously they don't respect it. They don't even know it. But just like everything else, they know just enough to hack a workaround so they can exploit it and interfere with our sovereignty. And it's just unbelievable to me that anyone could do that and then get up the next day and look at themselves in the mirror. And you know what? That lady I mentioned, she has distanced herself from this whole thing. According to Popular Mechanics, this is an article that came out. So this was all 2021, just by the way. This was all happening from Super Bowl 2021 on through the summer. And I had heard about the dream incubation stuff, but I had not heard about this until here recently. According to Popular Mechanics, it says, for her part, Barrett has since walked back her involvement with Molson Coors after it used overly scientific language she did not approve of in the press release, according to a report in Science. And by the way, so she walked herself back on that. She was like, I'm out. But apparently, Adam, I guess it's Adam Haar, on here it says Haas, but MIT's Adam Haar has been contacted by three companies in the past 2 years, including Microsoft and two airlines, asking for his help on dream incubation projects. That's part of what made him want to write this open letter to begin with. Microsoft, the company that most people can't avoid even though they want to. I don't know. I can't believe this stuff. I'm having a very hard time. The future has to have certain basic things, basic respect for the individual, that we all know what that means, but even that is being eroded right now with all this engineered culture war stuff that's going on, you know? Because here's the bottom line, okay? There are basic things that, you know, we used to call it common sense. I don't know what it's called anymore, but there are some basic things that we do have to agree on as a society for society to even function at all. Right. And if the communication breaks down and the morals and ethics break down and these things break down so much that we don't even have basic agreement on basic, what used to be considered objective things that we all agree, we don't even have that. That's your chaos. Okay. Like, for example, a red light means stop. If we just all of a sudden all start talking about how subjective red lights are, and I don't know if it really means stop. Does it mean stop? I'm not sure. Maybe we won't stop. You're talking about death and destruction. You're talking about chaos. There are basic things that we have to, and so now we're not even going to agree that your dreams are your own. That is nothing sacred. I guess that's the point I'm saying, is nothing sacred. Because we have gone too far in the wrong ass direction, okay? Too far. There are some things that have to be. There are some things that have to be sacred. Anyway, I need to stop because I'll go on all day. So I just needed to have that conversation with you guys. Be patient. So much more is coming.